And good morning, everyone. Great to see you all. If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Psalm 124. Psalm 124. And this is God's word. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let's pray together. Our Father, in these moments of quietness, we want to acknowledge who you are, that you are God, the creator of heaven and earth, and we are your creation. And we thank you we can know you through your word incarnate, Jesus Christ. And as we come to your written word now, we pray that we will have a greater appreciation and grasp of all that is ours in Christ. So, Father, please speak to us, we pray, and change our hearts for your own sake and glory. Amen. I wonder if you ever said, if it had not been. If it had not been for something or someone, I would have been much worse off. If it had not been for something or someone, I can't imagine how that would have turned out or where I would be today. I'm sure many of us have been on holiday recently. We went motorhoming for the first time, and we're still existing as one family unit, so I think that's a good, promising start. But the motorhome doesn't belong to us. It's Emma's mum. And many times through the summer, as we were talking to people, we would say, well, if it wasn't for Emma's mum, we wouldn't have had this holiday. We recognise it was hers, we weren't trying to pass it off as our own, and naturally told others, and they were able to recognise, what she has done, and would say something like, well, isn't that great? It's so kind, it's so good that she allows you to have that. Or you wonder how many of us have been dependent on sat-nav this summer. Again, I know I have. I wonder how many of us have had conversations like, how did we ever get places before sat-nav? And when arriving somewhere, perhaps we say something like, if it hadn't been for the sat-nav, we would never have got here. My general knowledge is appalling, which means I am terrible at table quizzes. If I ever do well at a team table quiz, I'm normally saying something like, well, if it hadn't been for this person, we wouldn't have gotten anything. Perhaps they're thinking if it hadn't been for him, we would have done a lot better. Perhaps you can identify with some of this, or perhaps you can identify with it on a deeper or more serious level. If it wasn't for that friend, I would never have gotten through that difficult time. Or if it wasn't for that doctor who diagnosed me, well, who knows where I would be today. When something or someone enabled you to achieve something that you otherwise wouldn't have without them, well, you don't forget that. You remember that. You recall that. You're quick to tell others about that. Well, as we look at another psalm of ascents this morning, there's something of that idea and theme that is coming out. Look at verses 1 and 2 with me. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. The psalmist is saying something like, if it hadn't been for the Lord, where would we be today? And he's wanting God's people to join him in this. Let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. The psalmist here is identified as David. As with many psalms, it's often difficult to assign the psalm with a specific historical incident. Some commentators here suggest that 2 Samuel 5 was the original context of this psalm. If we look at 2 Samuel 5, we read the situation is that the Philistines had heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, and all the Philistines went up to search for David. Now, they just didn't want to hurt David. They wanted to destroy him, and they wanted to destroy his kingdom. So we read that David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand?" See, David knew that his only hope of successfully defeating the Philistines was if the Lord was on his side. And the Lord promised to give the Philistines into David's hand, and of course that is what happened then. David defeated them. And David said then, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood." And then the same thing essentially happened again. The Philistines came up again. David inquired of the Lord, followed the Lord's instructions, and defeated the Philistines. And the text is again very clear. It was the Lord was the one who struck down the army. And the theme that is coming from 2 Samuel 5, it certainly fits well with the theme of this psalm. David knew before battle his only hope was that the Lord was on his side. He knew during battle his only hope was in what God said he would do. And if that is the context of this psalm, well then David is now remembering what God has done. He is remembering that if it had not been for the Lord, well, he would have been wiped out. He would have been defeated. And so he speaks of God's deliverance, and he calls God's people corporately to acknowledge, to remember, and to praise the Lord for what he has done. Verse 1 and 2 is a call for us to remember. If you do even a quick basic search of the word remember in the Bible, you will see that God continually calls his people to remember, and to remember specifically what God has done in their lives. And what we often see in the Psalms of remembrance, I'll call them, that is those Psalms that have this emphasis or call to remember. What we often see is that as the psalmist is in distress, but perhaps he can't see any way out, but then he remembers what God has done in the past, this changes him in the present and gives him hope for the future. And I believe as God calls us to remember this morning, he wants to change us in the present and give us hope for the future. As we read on through the psalm, there are three images used to describe how God delivered his people from their enemies. And the first is in verse 3. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, then the people who rose up against us would have swallowed us up alive. Or as the King James translates, would have swallowed us up quick. It shows us that the enemy was fierce and was capable of devouring the one they were attacking. The ones being attacked were helpless. They knew they would have no hope of overcoming. There was nothing they could do to stop what was happening. God's people felt out of their depth and out of control. If it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, they would have been swallowed up alive. Perhaps you've been in a situation and it seems to have come unexpected, out of the blue, we might say. Perhaps the news you have received and has brought a sudden change in your family. And before you know it, you feel out of control. You feel out of your depth. It seems the circumstance has completely overtaken you. You feel there's nothing you can do about it, and you can't see any way out. Circumstances that you thought were going to just swallow you up, but yet you're still standing. You've lived to tell the tale. You've come through. Wonder, do you ever look back and acknowledge, well, if it had not been for the Lord, I would have been swallowed up. You see, you've got to realize the Lord is always in control. He is sustaining this world. Every minute we have is from Him. And so when we look back to those times and those situations that could very easily have swallowed us up but didn't, we recognize the Lord's control and power and provision. We say, if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be where I am today. The second image is in verses 4 and 5. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Floods and waters in Scripture are often used for again, this kind of sudden but life-threatening dangers. For example, Psalm 46, such a well-known psalm, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. If we think of a tsunami, that at times can be expected, other times unexpected, but a tsunami comes, it creates chaos. In many cases, takes away everything people have been looking to for well-being or for security. Can take away family, homes, possessions. And often people are left picking up the pieces for years to come. Again, I'm sure many of you can identify with, say, that news or circumstance that has come suddenly that we mentioned and has left you feeling devastated, desperate, helpless. And you didn't quite know how you were going to begin to pick up the pieces. These are the circumstances which really leave their mark. Recovery is slow and painful. But at some point you look back and you think, how have I gotten through this? I really never thought I would have come this far. Look what the Lord has brought me through. There was a time I thought when this was taken away from me, I was going to be taken away with it. But I wasn't. You know, you'll often hear people say, you just need to take one day at a time. And often that is very, very helpful to hear. Someone once said to me, do you know, Paul, it's not just about taking a day at a time, but a minute at a time. But perhaps you're currently in some significant difficulty. You may need to simply take a minute at a time. Just acknowledge, well, the Lord has got me through the past hour. He's with me now. He can get me through the next hour. Well, as the psalmist remembers what the Lord has done, it moves him to praise in verse 6. He says, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Praise the Lord who has protected us. And so we get this last image of animals, one of an animal grinding its way through its prey, and another of a bird in a snare. Both of these images suggest that really we could have been finished, defeated, Trouble has gotten the better of us and we are done. But blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Praise God because he has enabled us to escape. If it had not been the Lord on our side, we would be finished, we'd be done, we'd be defeated. One writer sums up the psalm: if the Lord had not been on our side, then we would have perished. But the Lord has been on our side. Therefore, we will praise him. We remember what the Lord has done. It brings praise to our lips, changes us now, and gives us hope for the future. Well, the psalm finishes with further testimony. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The emphasis here on the Lord, who he is, the creator of all things, and he's been our help, personally, our help. And what confidence that brings as we remember, as we focus on the present and look to the future. I've been drawing your mind perhaps to think of the more extreme circumstances in your life and how to navigate through those. But there's a great pattern here for us for everyday living. Do you ever think at the end of a day what could have been? Perhaps what conversation or situation could have went very differently? We should remember every day. Remember, the Lord has been with us. The Lord has been on our side. Praise him for the day that you've had. And the emphasis here is on God's people corporately remembering and praising God. As we see each other, perhaps through the week, and as we come together on Sunday, share what the Lord has been doing in your life. Share verbally. As you talk about your week and your day with each other, verbally acknowledge the Lord. Say to each other, I was just so thankful that the Lord allowed this to happen this week. I was so thankful that the Lord gave me this. Do you know that situation was awful in work this week? I didn't know how I was going to get through it, but I'm thankful the Lord has brought me through it. By doing this, you're drawing others to remember the Lord and praise him. It's good to remember and give thanks for all that God gives us and does for us physically. But as we have seen through these Psalms of Ascent, of course, we're also on a spiritual journey. And this psalm begs us to ask the question, where is our security? Where is our security? One thing that's very clear in this psalm is that the Christian life is not a bed of roses. God does not promise us health. He does not promise us success in career or anything else. He does not promise us an easy life. He does promise he is with us. He's on our side. That does not mean life will be easy. It does not mean, well, we've got the Lord on our side, so now we can get life just the way we want it. And what we learn here is that security is not in physical circumstances, but in knowing the Lord is for us. So how do we know the Lord is for us? Well, in the New Testament, Paul answers that in a well-known passage in Romans 8. Just listen to these words. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who's at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I mentioned earlier that we are often told in Scripture to remember what God has done. But we are often also told of how God remembers his own people. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, who remembered us, and showed us our sin, and revealed our need of Christ, well, we would be swallowed up in his wrath. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us to condemnation and judgment. Blessed be the Lord who has allowed us a means of escape by sending Jesus to this earth to live a perfect life that we might have his righteousness, to die in our place, to take our punishment, to rise again and give us the security of eternal life. If it had not been the Lord on our side, where would we be today? What security would we have in this life for all the trouble and everything else that it brings? If it was not for Christ's presence with us, for him interceding for us, where would we be today? We are in a spiritual battle every day. Our enemy, the devil, is working against us. Peter tells us, prowling around, trying to devour us. And it's important to realize that. And we do not have the power on our own to fight this battle. But in Christ, we have his power. We have his victory over sin. And you know, as life throws various situations at us, there's always the temptation to sin, to give in to temptation, to doubt, to fear. And yes, it's good to look back over a week or a day and think how God has protected you physically. I wonder, do you ever look back on your day and thank God for how he has protected you spiritually? I want to encourage you to do this. I don't often do this. I've been challenged to do this from this psalm. But I've often done this kind of thinking the longer term over my life. Do you know, thinking back to years gone by and how in situations perhaps I could have made different choices or how I could have fell further into particular sins and I didn't. And then you see God's protecting me. God is keeping me. I want to encourage you too to think over your own life. And again, even at the end of each day and simply thank God for when you could have given in to sin or further into sin, but didn't. And again, join others. Tell them what God has been doing in your life. Invite them to praise God with you. Of course, the truth is at times we do give in to sin. We feel, and we doubt. But don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. You have come to God. You belong to God through his Son and all that he has done for you. You will be kept through this life by Christ. And what God has begun, he will finish. What confidence that gives us. And when we've made our way through this life, and we receive heaven from God, surely we'll say something like, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would never be here. Join with me to praise him for his grace in Christ. And here is our security, that we belong to God in Christ. Nothing, not a single thing can take that from us. If you're here this morning and you do not know Christ, may you turn to him. May you know your need of him, and may you know the security that he alone brings. When I was at Lurton College at school, there was a thing called curbing. Before I go any further, I don't approve of this. I never actually did it myself, but there was a thing called curbing. So when you passed your driving test, of course, you thought you were great at school. And curbing was a very simple exercise. If you were driving, you'd simply pull up onto the curb and back onto the road, and you might do that a couple of times. But one evening, my sister was trying to do some curbing. But what she didn't know was that there was a police car driving behind her. So as you would expect, the blue lights went on and she was pulled over. So she put the window down. As you do, the policeman came over to the car, but before he said anything, she said, "It's okay, we're all Christians." So take from that what you want. But do you know, whatever life brings at us, unexpected, difficult, traumatic, whatever temptation comes at us, when our security, when our foundation is on Christ, we can look at all circumstances and we can say, "It's okay. We're Christians. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord is on my side. He will keep me." Let's pray together.